the prosperous soul. And I'm going to pick right up today.
There you go.
But go into it deeper and deeper. I don't know how many weeks I'm going to be on this, because even though I've taught it before, and you know, people throw up in my face, some of them that left me, you just keep thinking the same thing. Well, when you pass the test, I stop. See what I'm saying? But even years after you done left, I run into you and you look like you right where you was further back before. I'm here for the word to grow you. I do not choose these messages. I don't get online. I don't have no big book. You know, I do some, you know, research on words and stuff, but I don't choose these messages. So as long as the Lord give them to me, that's what I'm going to preach. And like I said, don't be talking about, you eat this all the time. All of us in here probably had chicken this week.
You better say it.
Now, you know, chicken. What I say, boiled chicken, barbecue chicken, fried chicken, smothered chicken.
Chicken.
Food for your spirit, man. Hallelujah.
Chicken.
So today I'm here again to go deeper into the subject of the prosperous soul. I have taught on it many times. But I can tell you, you know, what you need to do is do what we said. You here to be torn down. So ain't no need in looking at me funny or cockeyed, you know, because I got my wrecking ball out, everything. God done tore me up and got me lined it up. So, you know, and we're here to be torn down. Some of us come off of a foundation that did nothing but messed up our lives. Amen. Hooked up with the wrong person. Got hooked on addictions to different things. And so the word come to strengthen you and bring you out of that. And I found out over these 40 years of dealing, being saved and dealing with people, you got to understand, people don't want you to change. They want you to stay the same. And no matter how much you try to change, they want to pull you back on levels that they're used to.
Right.
And they'll never treat you like you're a new creature. That's why the Bible said we're not indebted to the flesh to live after the flesh. Yeah, yeah. Even if you did wrong to somebody, when you come to God and you repent, he wipes all of that away. You don't owe nobody nothing. Because if you try to pay flesh back, they'll keep on going deeper and deeper. You ever seen somebody was bribing somebody? They said, you give me this here, and I'm going to, and after you give it to them, they said, no, we want some more. Yeah, we want some more money. They're going to keep you in a hole because, glory to God, they're not confirmed or formed enough to realize you are a new creature. You got to stand your ground. You got to say, I'm a new creature. You got to say, I don't care if your life was a prostitute, a dope pusher, whatever it was. They come here, yeah, you remember when we used to say that person dead? They don't live anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn how to strengthen yourself and treat yourself with respect and not let folks run all over you. And when circumstances come, you got the strength to push them out the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm not backing up off the word. I got a lot to say. I'm going to ask you to listen like you ain't never heard it before.
Right.
And then when you leave out of these doors, if you keep doing the same thing, because see, when you leave out of these doors, like I said, well, we'll get to that. Anyway, I can't say nothing that I haven't never said, but I can take it into different areas, different avenues. There is more to living as a Christian than what people are looking for. Elder Neal was talking this morning about why people come to church. Some come to try to see, like I did one time, if I could find a hood. Had all kind of men in there. And God told me, say, you see all the men? He said, I'll fix it where none of them will look at you. Because you come in here for the wrong thing. And then when I wasn't looking for one, seeking for him, that's when the one came. See, because you got your heart in the wrong place, you see, and everything. And so you got to understand, then some come to church, you know, just to think, well, if I go to church today, I'll skip hell. No, it's not what you know, it's the doing what you know. If you don't do what you taught, you still can end up going to hell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't believe that, we got scripture. We'll deal with that later. And, you know, you just can't come to church and say, well, I confess the Lord. I believe in my Savior. Get baptized and think that's it. You got to grow. You are birthed into the kingdom. But just like a baby, and I've made that example a lot, Just like a baby when it's born, it's got all the bones and everything that you got grown, but it's got to grow. They got to get strong enough to walk. They got to get strong enough. You got to grow their minds and you got to grow their bodies, everything. Amen. So every time you come to church, you need to have on your mind, I'm coming to learn something. Amen. You know why you're here? I'm here to be torn down. There's still areas in my life that I'm working on. Anybody here not working on nothing? You done got you saved to go to heaven right now. You know, I'm not going to say if we die now, we ain't going to heaven. But I tell you one thing, I ain't ready to go. I got a whole lot of living. Between the cross and heaven, there's a whole lot of living going on. And I'm just not learning how to live good. Hallelujah. Glory. So Matthew 6:33 in the New Testament, I'm going to start off with this scripture because, you know, I said last week, if you don't have purpose, people go to church, they don't have no purpose. They're not looking for nothing. They're not, you know, they go to just get them a dance or get them a shout or do this here. And then, like I said, they go back and keep doing the same thing. But you got to learn that you got to change. Amen? And we're going to get into that. We talked about that last week. But Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye when?
First.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now the kingdom, there are two systems in the world, whether you want to believe it or not. You got the world system and you got God's system. I like to call it two jurisdictions. So, you know, he said, first seek ye the kingdom of God. You done lived in the world. You know how that operates. That's what got you messed up, tore up from the flow up. So you got to learn how to come in here and get in the kingdom of God and learn how to live by his principles. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing things. Now, his ways are not your ways. So he ain't caring about what you say because you come in here needing him, not him needing you. So we have to get it together. Amen. So he said, first, when you come to church, you need to seek ye the kingdom, how the kingdom operates. And his righteousness, and then he says, all of these things. What things? See, we got first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing things, and all of these things shall be added unto you, all of the things that he promised you. If he promised you healing, if he promised you wealth, if he promised you this, God's book is full of promises. But they don't work just because they're in there. They work because you activate them with your faith. Amen. It worked because you learned how to work it. You know, and this is you're stepping into a whole new jurisdiction. See, people got the wrong, and I had it, you know, and I'm learning every day. You got to understand, if you don't stay under God's jurisdiction, let me say, he said, if you abide, the word abide means to take up residence and live in it, in my word. And then he could have left it like that. But he said, and my word abide, take up residence and live in you. You don't let your circumstances pull the word out of you. Then he said, you can ask. Well, then you can ask what you will. You know, people think just because God is God and God is good, he got it. He going to take care of everything. He ain't going to take care of nothing until you release some faith behind what he's saying. Amen. You got to give him something to come in and work with. And just go like he said, whatsoever you bind on earth gonna be bound in heaven. You sit there and let the devil play all on your body and just keep you poor, broke, whipped, and defeated. God ain't gonna do nothing. But he said, once you get in this word, once you begin to tell that devil, like she said, I'm the head, not the tail, and you're not gonna treat me like this. See, I'm a child of God. I got up last night, the devil been working against me with my arm. Hallelujah. And I got up this morning and I went in about 2:30 in the morning and I went in my prayer room and I told him, I said, you are not in my covenant. And I began to tell him, my body don't belong to you. It is not no playground for you to play with. So what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to take that word and you're going to have to fight it. Somebody called me and said, I've been preaching and look like every time I turn around, I get the devil is attacking me. What you think? I told him, I said, you get your two or three scriptures. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The very gates of hell shall not prevail against me. I said, begin to beat him and send him back to hell. Let him know you ain't scared of him. I got something that's greater that I took the time to put in me. Now, if you have not taken the time to deposit God's word in you, it ain't going to come out of you. You know, one lady talking about, give me a breakthrough. I say, you're going to break through when you break through. What you got to get something to break through with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People want you to do all the praying. They don't want to come to church. They don't want to, hey, oh, y'all stay too long. You don't say that when you go to a football game or a baseball game or you go to the movies or you go to your family thing and you stay to do all of that. But when you come to church, they stay too long. Look how long it took you to get in all that hell. Look how long the devil been beating you upside the head. Y'all even don't even complain like that when you go to the doctor. He ain't gonna just run in there and hit you. And now God is trying to tell you, let me not get off my subject. Lord have mercy. I told you I'm after that devil today. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, how God operates. Hallelujah. See, I was tore up from the floor up, and I can tell it, baby. I'm not going to let the devil continue to keep me down, poor, broke, whipped, defeated. Every time somebody look at me, I'm talking, what's wrong with me? Maybe something wrong with them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's not, let me go back to my subject. We're talking about the prosperous soul. Seek the kingdom. There are two realms we're living in. We got the world's realm, and we got God's realm, the spiritual realm. The Bible tells us, and I'm not going to go there today. I've taught on it so many times in the Genesis, the first chapter. It tells us how God created us in his image after his likeness. So we were created a spiritual being. Amen. And he put his wisdom, knowledge, and supernatural understanding in man, Adam and Eve. But what they did, glory to God, and then he gave them dominion. Amen. He said, now you take, first he made everything. See, God will always be the, he's going to, you can't make nothing without doing, using something that God didn't make.
Right.
And there ain't nothing you can make God didn't already make. Made it. And somebody come asking me, trying to be crazy. Well, what came first, the chicken or the egg? God created everything in his mature
chicken.
State.
Yes.
Ain't no baby gonna have a baby. Adam and Eve were created full grown adults. They had full grown trees, and everything was created in its matured state,
right,
with seed in it to produce after itself. And that's what you got to understand. That's how come we said last week, my people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. They don't want to go to church. They want to be played. If I swing on them.
Chandeliers
and jump on the pews. Oh, get it, Pastor. Oh, yeah, yeah. And you ain't come out of here and don't learn nothing.
You're right about it.
I'm going to break it down. Say break it down.
Break it down.
So the two realms, the Bible said, I said we are in the world, but we don't live from this world. So when you come to God, he's going to do a great thing in your life. The great thing that he's going to do, he already died for your sins on the cross. And rose again for your power to live in the earth.
Yes.
And now you have to get in,
yes,
here and receive what he did and then learn how to use it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it's all kind of ways. You can try to help people that, until they want help. You can't do nothing for them.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I have to stop racking my brains trying to do that. So you got two realms and two jurisdictions. If you were like me, bless my mother's heart, she's gone. But she would always tell her when she go to work, stay in the house, y'all be good. We peeping out the window, waiting for her to get around the corner.
Boogity,
we go right out the house. All of us in that, we were rebellious. We thought we knew more, you know? And then one time my brother went out there and got in a fight with somebody, got his tooth broke, come running. He said, "You, what you going to do, Mama?" She said, "I ain't doing nothing. I told you not to go
there." You go.
And see, that's what we do. God gives us a perimeter to operate in, his word to operate in. But instead, come on here, we listen to, how I want to say it, Half breeds, no breeds, they ain't going to church. They don't know nothing, but they still think they know more than God. You got half breeds, they go to church. They want to live half the word and half the way they used to. Come on here, somebody. And then you turn the word. You sit right in here and listen to what God is telling you. This word is for you today. And go right back out there and get around folks, kin folks, friends. I don't care who it is. Oh, it ain't going to take all that. Oh, we don't do all of that at our church. And the next thing you know, you're right back in the hole. The word is not working for you. Because he said you got to abide in that word. Amen?
That's what he said.
I don't play with the devil on no level.
Because
see, when the Bible says he's out to steal, kill, and to destroy you, that's exactly what he's trying to do. And you better learn how to use that word and tell him, the buck stop here. I told him, I said, you might have killed some important people in my life. Well, they died, but I said, the buck stop here. You ain't going to kill me. You're not going to do it because I got something to say about that. And the word tells me, glory to God, that God inside of me, I'm going to pull. It ain't what I can do. It's what I've deposited in me, what it can do. Hallelujah. And if you know you done went to the bank this week and deposited some money in there, you know you got some in there. So if you know you sit with God and you put that word in there and you got a word that can do something, hallelujah, glory to God, a living word from a living God, he never ceased, glory to God, hallelujah, and I'm going to loose it on you, Satan. I ain't playing with you. So we got two realms, two jurisdictions. You can obey God or you can obey the devil. And what happened when God created Adam and Eve? He told them, he said, now don't eat of this tree. They had all kinds of trees.
Yes, they did.
They weren't hungry. He said, for the day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die.
There they go.
But now, the devil, Adam was the first one created. The devil gonna get to Eve because he know, yeah, I love me some Eve. The devil know you love your friends, you love your... you know, your people, your mother, your father, your sister, your children. And so he got with Eve. He didn't go to Adam first.
No, he didn't.
Now, Adam had already told Eve knew what to do and what not to do. Because she said, we're not supposed to eat.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Okay, say what happened.
What happened?
The devil came and changed the information in her mind. Yeah. We're talking about the soul today, a prosperous soul. Your soul is your mind, your willpower, and your emotions.
Yes, it is.
God is a spirit. So when you get saved, he deposits his spirit in your spirit. This is your, everything he gonna do for you, heal you, bless you financially, or whatever, is coming to your spirit first. And then your spirit is coupled to your soul. So the Bible says that God saves us, but then he talks about the saving of the soul. You need your soul saved. How do you get your soul saved? We talked about that last week. You got to renew your mind.
Yes.
Amen. You got to get rid of helplessness. You got to get rid of, I can't do this here. This too hard. He said you can do all things how?
Yep.
Through him. All right now. He going to give you the strength. So when I run across stuff that look like it's overwhelming me, I say, God, now you here. I don't have to beg him to come here. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So he's always here. And he's here to help me if I ask him for help. So I say, I need you to strengthen me. Show me what to do in this situation. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir.
The devil going to come and tell you, you can't do it. You this, you that, then. Who do you think you were? He'll take you all the way back to the day you were born, or the day your mama slapped you, or the day your daddy left, and all kind of stuff like that. Forget about that stuff. He said, forget about that. Put that behind you. You got a new daddy now, and his name is Jesus, and he's going to do something awesome in your life. So how you think is going to determine what jurisdiction you're going to be in. So when he told Adam and Eve, don't eat of that tree, guess what they, he didn't eat of it, but he knew, the devil knew. Now he loved him some Eve. So I'm going to go to Eve and I'm going to work on her. And what did he say? He said, when you eat that tree, it's going to be one to make you wise. Now they already had the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God. What could it do? He deceived them. See, Sometimes even when we with our mates, you know, well, yeah, you ain't got to tell me everything. I don't mind my husband knowing certain things I don't know. Well, he don't know it. What I don't, you know, I can help him. He helped me. You know, we're not in competition with one another. Glory to God. That's what happened to a lot of marriages. We just go, can I tell y'all something? Can I tell it, Elder? We went to this park place. I was going to let you tell it. And I was sitting in the car. And Elder came out, and he was waiting for the man to bring something. And then another person came out. And he got in the car. You can tell it better than I can. And the man told him, I hate to go home to this. What he said? He said, I just hate to go home. This woman's so mean and so angry. He said, I hate to go home. You know, not John, a stranger. You know? And John said, brother, you need to take it to the Lord. He said, yeah, but I still got to go home. You ought to not have a home you hate to go to. You ought to not have somebody there to just tag you up every time they see you. Where you coming from? What you doing? I ain't going to live under that. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do that. But you know you got to walk by faith. And I found out, my grandchildren said, God, you go into marriage counseling and everything. I had to make up my mind that no matter, because the devil got set up, say set up.
Set up.
He'll have somebody to say something or do something to you looking for the same response. And I done told you it's not what people do to you, it's how you respond to it. Now, we said that your soul is your mind, how you think, it's your willpower, and it's your emotions. Now, you got to have a strong, prosperous soul not to respond to that. When I first, you know, I was preaching, I ain't gonna lie, so I like talking by myself, because y'all gonna lie, y'all so good, ain't nothing never happened to y'all. But you know, I was still married, but I stayed unmarried a long time. So when my husband came, you know, what? Where he come from with this? I was used to doing everything my own way. Amen. Y'all might as well say amen, oh me, oh my, something like that. I was used to doing things my own way. And then when he, look at y'all, come on now, I'm going to tell it. And when he came with something like, well, we going to do what?
That was unheard of.
You better tell that now. So I had to realize, I had to go back to the word. You know, I'm not living for myself. I'm living for us. That's right. So us got to get on the same. We got to get in alignment. And then we going to get us in alignment with the word.
Right.
You know, and you know, I was one of them Louisiana women. Well, shoot, I can put my finger all in your face and shut you down and everything else, you know. Thank God he loved me enough to stay with me. So I don't do that anymore. I said I don't do that. And we have a loving, caring, prosperous relationship that we're still working on. That same way if you go to church, then we're going to use anybody. Oh, yes. She looked at me wrong. She didn't even speak to me today. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Forget about all of that. You come in here to get yourself straightened out. And then don't try to straighten out everybody because you got a little bit of straighten out. Then you want to come jump on everybody. Yeah. You need to wait and get the beam out of your eye before you go try to pull a moat out of somebody else's eye. And I heard somebody singing that old song, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Hallelujah. Glory. So God wants to give us strength in our soul, man. So that, and that's why he said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his right way of doing stuff. You don't come here just to be sitting there, my pew, or there, my dish, that petty stuff. And I may say some stuff that's hard and that's rough because it's a hard, rough world out there. Yes. And you need to learn how to do what you said, Brenda. Do hard and after you, go ahead, go do hard. Amen. You gotta learn how to do hard. Everything ain't gonna be easy.
Thank you.
Gotta learn how to do this stuff. Every time somebody says, you hurt my feelings. You better take your feelings off your shoulder. You know, first thing I do sometimes when people do stuff, first thing, everything don't bother me because I've learned to do tough. You know, but you got to learn, even if they're wrong, I say, even if they, if you think they wrong and they didn't do right, you still don't react to it the way the devil wants you to react to it. Because didn't he say in his word, if somebody slap you on one cheek, what'd it say? Now, I ain't going to try that with y'all because I know y'all ain't somebody still have them daggers down there. Go pull out something.
We need just a
little bit. Somebody pull it out. Shoot.
We need just a little more Jesus.
Woo, Jesus. Yeah, we need a whole lot more Jesus. So what do you do when you respond? You're getting off of God's word, relying on him. He'll fight your battle. He tells you, just be still, don't say nothing. I got something I'm going through right now. I want to put it in my hand so bad. I want to do it. God say, just wait, be patient, you know, and everything, you know. I got to fall on my trainer. Because if I get over here, if I get off the rug, if I get off of his jurisdiction and get mad, sad, and then get bad, then the devil got me. Come on here. I done got on his jurisdiction. And that's what he want to do. He want to set you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you ought to tell him, I done already finished boot camp. Come on here, somebody. I done learned how to keep my mouth shut. I done learned how to not respond. I done learned. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if he can get in your mind and tell you you ought to get mad with him, this situation, da 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 da, he going to change. He going to put some information in your mind, and then that mind going to go to your willpower. And if your willpower have not prospered, come on here. I get easy. It could be that chocolate cake you ain't got no business eating. Come on here. You pass by and say, I ain't going to eat you. I ain't gonna, you pass, keep passing, but I ain't gonna eat you. And then you keep passing, oh, come out here. You know everything. If your willpower being broke down. Yeah. Everybody that was an alcoholic didn't start with
right.
one beer.
You're right.
They just kept doing more and more. Everybody that would live the wayward life didn't just start with one thing.
Right.
It increased. So when you increase in God's righteousness, it's going to cut all of that other out. Amen? And you're a new creature. What kind of creature you are? You're not the same old person. Don't let the devil keep telling you, every time I pump this word in you, every time God put life, this is life. His word is a living, it's life. Glory to God, and it'll live in you, and it'll begin to change everything about you. Glory to God. And when that devil come and say, come on, let's go over here. Say, nope, I don't believe I will. Amen. Nope. Because the devil will use anything and anybody to control your life.
Yes, he will.
But he said in all of your ways, what?
Acknowledge.
Well, sometimes we don't acknowledge. We just go, okay, there we go. Didn't I tell him not to do that? I know. Did you ask me? You ever had your child go, did you ask me, can you have that? No, you didn't ask. You just went on and did it.
That's right.
Then if you end up with a stomachache of different stuff, then you, Lord help us. So we got two worlds, two jurisdictions. And you will got to be determined that you're going to live. How you, let me put it like this. How you be determined. Whether you're going to change and get in God's word and get in his blessings, his promises, or you're going to stay in this earth curse system. Determine the kind of information that you put in your head.
All right.
Now we said God, when we get saved, God comes into our spirit and he transforms us, the Bible says, out of darkness into his light. But it's a seed, just like a baby. They're a seed before they get to that egg. They're a seed, they got to grow. So you got to grow up, and God will put you in a church where you're taught the word, not just preach that, you are taught. And you got to sit here and act like you ain't never heard it before. Say, ooh, I believe it. I'm going to do it.
Right.
Glory to God. So God also began to deal with me last week about the two rims. He said, before you got saved, your flesh, wait a minute. Let me go back. God told Adam not to eat of the tree. Adam told Eve, we're not supposed to eat of this tree. We got all the fruit trees, everything we can eat of. We even had a tree of the knowledge of what?
Good and evil.
Good and evil. He said, now, you can eat of all of these trees, but No, I ain't cursing that tree. That the tree of knowledge of good and evil was the one they wasn't supposed to eat out of.
Right.
But they had a tree of life in that same garden.
Yeah.
So as much as they wanted to eat of that fruit, they could live forever. They were created to live forever. But then the devil came and changed the information. That's in Genesis 3 that was in Eve's mind. Oh, you missing out on something. The day you eat of that, you know, you're going to be wise.
My God.
So he had to change the information in her mind. When the information got, she began to think on it and believe it. Then it changed her willpower. All of a sudden, her willpower was not to mess with it. But now to change the information in her mind, now you want to go, you see yourself messing with it. Once you mess with it, your thought pattern, your focus is backwards now. It's off the wrong thing. Then it's going to get in your emotions. And your emotions going to make your flesh do what you shouldn't have done. Amen. And then we said last week, what happened? When Adam, God said, Adam, where art thou, da-da-da-da-da, what did Adam do? He going to blame God. That woman you gave me. You wouldn't have gave me that woman now. This wouldn't have never happened.
That's what he said. The woman you gave.
You know, see, we go to, but now we got to understand. So he changed jurisdictions. He went from light to darkness. You know, and what we say darkness is the absence of light.
Mm-hmm.
Once he went into other jurisdiction, now he's under a cursed world system.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now you didn't used to have to work, but now you got to go to work.
What are you bringing?
You know, all of this stuff, you got to pull the weeds out the stuff. You got to do this, this, and that. You know, and then he told the woman, he said, she put herself under a curse because she was hard-headed. But now you can change that. Now he could have said, raise his hands and said, Lord, I'm guilty. I messed up.
That's what he could have.
Guilty as a junkyard dog. I need you. All you got to do is when you get out of the will of God, repent and get back in it, and then ask him for strength and go sit somewhere and get a word in you.
Yes.
But he didn't say that. He didn't do that.
No.
We go to making excuses.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah. Glory. Ooh, I got a lot to say. Let me hurry up. When you come to God, not just the church, and you give yourself to him, he will come into your spirit, and your spirit man is the real you. Because when you die, that's what your spirit. Amen. And everything and every contact, everything that he gives you and every contact you have with him, it's going to come to your spirit. If you're not taught that, then you just, your healing is going to first, it's in the spirit realm. He already died for that. Your prosperity, we taught last week, is going to be in the spirit. He will teach you, people are going to come up and lay hands on me so I can get blessed. I said, God can put a money tree in your backyard and you'll still stay broke because you don't know how to handle money. You need to ask God, teach me how to handle finances. Amen. Glory to God. And you got to understand, so the soul man, our outward man, after they sinned, it was controlled from the outside information. When you get saved, you got to link back up with God, and he will start feeding your spirit man. Now listen to this. Your spirit man that come from God, he going to direct you. If your soul don't prosper, it's going to reject a lot of times what God says.
Right. Makes sense.
It's going to reject it. Say, I ain't never done that. That's a lie. God ever tell you to do something you didn't do it.
Help us, Jesus.
It's a whole lot of things God tell us to do and we don't do it, you know. Because why? We either used to doing it our way or, like I said in that word of wisdom I sent you, he would take you down a path you're not used to so he can train you. So you will really depend on him. So you got to understand, in order for you to reap the kingdom benefits, your soul got to come in alignment with your spirit. It's got to come in alignment with your spirit. Glory to God. And how we do that, we put the word inside of us. And we said last week, see, we got to understand, what's my purpose for going to church? My purpose for going to church is to become a child of the living God.
Right.
Now, You can tell some people who their father or mother was, because sometimes they gonna favor one of them. People need to see Jesus and not just your hallelujah. They need to see everything in you.
Right.
You know, sometimes, like I said, you know, my house represents me. Our car, how we keep it, that represents us.
Amen.
We may not have the biggest, fanciest church, but it's clean, it's gonna smell good,
right.
It's gonna represent. Your life needs to represent. Amen. You don't come out of here and talk about, oh, hallelujah, woo, and then run around there as soon as somebody says, hey, baby, with that berry, you know. And then you go, ha, ha. You stay safe. Somebody come, you go to some one of your relative things, and they want to hear, this used to be your drink. Oh, girl, ain't nobody going to know. You know, he sees it all. So you need a strong willpower.
Yeah.
Especially we in this holiday weekend. Just about everybody house you go to, if they ain't saved, they're gonna have something to drink, the music is all nasty. You know.
You're
I was watching the movie. It was good plot, but then it got nasty. I said, woo, let me turn this
there
off.
You go. Gotta go.
I had to deliver myself from that. Why I'ma take myself back in there again?
No.
Glory to God, I'ma get the same results. So you got to understand. And some people don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
We don't see nothing wrong with it.
We riding down the road. And this guy got this music on. It's so loud. There's just a bunch of cussing in there. And they got bad words on the back of their car. You don't know if her daughter or her daughter. Somebody be sitting in the car and they be looking at that. You so in your own nasty world, you don't care about nobody. You don't care who in the next car. Hallelujah.
You're right about
Cause you in your own world. And that's the devil's world. Hallelujah. Not sensitive to nothing. Glory to God. I'm all off my thing, but anyway. Now mankind, like I said, so when sin was a result of rebellion, but the way it came about, they changed the information.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the information in Eve's mind. Now it was a tree that could make one wise. And then she went to Adam. She got in his emotions. Hey, baby. Come here. You want me? Let me tell you what to do. We're going. And he loved her more than he loved God. So he went on and he did. It wasn't until Adam ate of the fruit. Not when Eve did.
When Adam did. Yes.
That's when they looked at themselves, it changed everything. Now they're naked.
They've been naked.
And they saw naked as nasty. God had to make clothes of, that's in Genesis 3.
Genesis 3, if I'm not mistaken.
He had to make clothes of animal skin to put on. Because see, your perception, how you perceive things is now different. See, the devil can sit at your house, on your sofa and tell you a bunch of stuff and get you all worked up. Amen.
You're right.
There ain't no truth to none of it. Yeah. And there you go. You know, you went to work, somebody was having a hard day, and then you say, they just don't like me over here. Did it. Ain't got nothing to base that on. That ain't nothing but a setup from the devil.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But we're not going to fall for that. So we got to understand your soul consists of your mind, how you think. Your information that centers inside of your mind, the information, and it causes your willpower to determine where you're going to start focusing at. It comes from this to that. She stopped focusing on the fact that this was a don't eat of this tree. The day you eat of it, you're going to die. She started looking at it, well, it's a tree to make me wise. So when the information was changed, then her willpower changed. She started thinking, ooh, I'm going to get some of that. Amen. And then your mind, your willpower, and your emotions. And then when the devil get in your emotions, give you a great desire for this, you're going to start doing it with your body. Your body, the Greek word for flesh is slave.
Yep.
Your body's a slave. It'll do whatever's the strongest in you. So say, well, how can I stop that, Pastor? If you got a dog, if you got a cat, you're feeding a stray cat. If you stop feeding it, it's going to die or it's going to leave. You got to stay out of that jurisdiction. You got to stay out, you know, of that atmosphere. You stop listening to all kind of stuff with cussing in it. guess what? You'll starve it. It'll die. Amen. You know, I can have a church right here and a liquor store right there. That ain't going to make me go in it.
Right.
Or I can, you know, we had a lot of people that used to be on the corner. I call them street walkers. You know, they not out there anymore. We prayed and what we helped some of them. Amen. Much as we could. And everything. The life that you lived before, you can stop living that life now. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. How do I become a new creature? I have to renew my mind.
Right, right.
With the word of God. And I got to know I don't owe nobody no explanations, nothing. Amen? Amen. You going to that little old church, that woman just squeal and holler, say, don't worry about that. When I was going to the club, you wouldn't worry about how they were squealing and hollering and doing. So don't come here with that. They're going to try to do everything they can to keep you in your old mindset so that you can keep having them old things. But I'm renewing my mind. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we say new creatures have what?
New features.
New features. You start acting different. And then we went to 3 John. Did we go over that? That was our foundational scripture last week. Mm-hmm. We went to 3 John 2, and it said, beloved,
yes.
I wish above how many things?
Oh.
That thou mayest what?
Prosper.
Nothing wrong with prosper. The word prosper, prosperity. It means to be rich in something. Amen? It don't have to be money all the time. And I'm going to tell you something. To prosper God's way, you're going to first have to prosper inwardly in order to maintain what he want to do outwardly. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Not sickness. Health. You know? And you got to want this and you got to believe this. And that's how come I told that devil last night, it's not in my covenant. Glory to God. And I don't know what you're trying to pull, but I shut down cancer, I shut down masses, I shut down, glory to God, anything that's not in here, it's not in my covenant. You can't just know it, you got to resist with it. You take this back to hell.
Yes.
This not for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know my rights.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. And so you do that, and you got to understand. So he said, when your soul prosper,
mm-hmm.
I love of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, I told you when a TH is behind a word, that means it's continue. As often as you continue to prosper your soul, put the word in there, that's what's going to cause you to have success. I'm not going there, but if you go to Psalms 1, if you go to Joshua 1 and say what? Meditate in the word day and night. Then you make your own way. Don't care who don't like you, who
there
don't want to see you make it. Glory to God. He said if you meditate in this word day and night, he does not mean you got to stay in the room all the time. But he meaning don't be putting on nothing. When I'm riding in my car, I ain't got no Beyonce. She can't give me nothing. She ain't going to give me nothing. And I don't want nothing from her. I got the word going. Hallelujah. A lot of times, you know, I listen to watch a few movies or something, but I left my TV on. We leave it on every day for my dog. And guess what he listened to?
The word.
The word.
There you
he
go.
Need it bad. John got, we got ready to go, and John told him, come on, let's go out and use the bathroom because we getting ready to leave. He sit there, and then when John went to get, he just roll over. I walked in there, I said, come on, boo-boo, let's go use the bathroom. He jumped up. John said, you traitor. He responds to me in certain things, and then in certain things, he responds to him. Glory to God. When it's time to feed, he know who to have feed. He run right over there. So you got to understand, you got to train your way of thinking and responding to the word. Yeah, I don't just come to church to sit on the pew to count how many folks in here. I come to learn how to live by this word. So when the devil attack me, I attack back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. I'm not going to let him just do what he want to do. And y'all waiting for God to do something. He said, I done told you to do it.
Right,
and
right,
we're going
right.
to be teaching. So you got to know when you come in here, your soul has to go through a transformation. You just don't come to church and sit on the pew. Glory to God. It tells us to present, Romans 12:1 says, to present yourself as a living sacrifice. Holy. Word holy means separated from other things. I'm separate from what I used to do. I don't do them things anymore. Not holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Yes. You come into church, you know, people tell me, well, I came to church. You ain't coming for me. I'm coming for me. Right. You go to the grocery store, you're going to get food for you. I'm going to get it for me. You ain't doing no big thing. Y'all be glad I'm coming to church. If you go to hell, I ain't going with you. So, you know, you need to get your mindset right. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Jesus died, like I said, and paid the penalty for your sins. And he sent his word to change your nature, your character, so that you can become new creatures and live the redeemed life from Satan. Amen. Get out of his hands and this world order. This is an earth curse system. Mm-hmm. When they was talking about, look how high the eggs have gotten. Look how high this going up. Insurances, all of these disasters, it's going to cause a lot of insurances to go up and different things. But it's not going to mess me up. Because the word is in me and it's teaching me how to live.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I told you last week, God will teach you how to handle money. I got certain things I'm paying off, and then I'm putting it back on my house. I tell you, I ain't paying no 15 years on no house because I learned how to handle money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he teaches me when to spend, how to spend, and I do not rob him. I give my tithes because that puts you in spiritual covenant with God. And when you get ready to give your tithes, the devil going to use everybody. The car break down, this go wrong, everybody got the hand out. Because he don't want you, you know, and then they say, well, you go, that pastor just begging for money. I ain't begging for money. You see how many folks, we had two or three times the people in here. If I was begging for money, I'm trying to teach you how to get under any circumstance, you can still get your needs met. Not only your needs, but the things that you want. Hallelujah. If a farmer wants watermelon, what is he going to have to do?
Plant watermelon seed.
He got to plant the watermelon seed. Then he got to learn how to keep the crows off. He got to learn how to water it. He got to learn how to pull and not let the weeds take it over. That's what you got to do. You got to learn, glory to God. And then you plant a black watermelon seed, it's going to come up a green vine, and it's going to put on yellow flowers. And them yellow flowers going to turn into green watermelons. And you got to wait until it fully develops. Fully develops. And then it's good and sweet and ready to eat. Because we operate on a system called seed, time, and then your harvest. And if you're always sowing, you're going to always have a harvest coming up. I didn't write the book. God wrote the book.
Yeah.
I don't have to bring it to pass. He going to bring it to pass. He said he going to watch over his word to do what?
Perform it.
To perform it. So in my old nature, I wouldn't do that. In my new nature, I trained myself to put the word first place.
Yeah.
And they'll talk, oh, you didn't want to go to that church. I didn't want your money. You gave them. Never stole your money. You gave them. Don't place your money. You gave them. Way with women your money. Now you want to come here talking about all they want is your money. We trying to teach you. One lady I told y'all, come over there to our place next door or behind us. Yeah, I heard y'all kill folks over there. I said, we killing that dope demon. We out to kill it. We out to kill it. You know, you stay in here, that old man gonna die. And that new man gonna come up. And when he come up, like Jesus came out the grave, he coming up with power.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She thought she was going to shrink me with that. Oh, I got something for you. Oh, you just don't know. A new creature with new features. You know, and it tells us when we went to Romans 12:1, it told us to be not conformed the same as to this world.
Yes.
Try to mimic everything the world do. You see folks walking around, pants all hanging down. You see their underwear, and some of them ain't got none. You see all they really in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all of this different stuff on them and everything, trying to be like the world. Who you what? And then they look at you like there's something wrong with you.
Yes, they will. Yeah.
Hallelujah. But the Bible said, be not conformed the same as to this world, but be ye transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind. When you put God's word in your mind, God's word is going to prosper your willpower, and then it's going to cause your emotions. You know, the devil, he just keep using the same pattern, and God keep using the same word. And we don't tell whether it's in you. Like I said, you know, things that I've been through, I could still be grieving over it. I could get mad with God over this. Say, I ain't getting mad. Amen. I'm just going to praise, because he told me he take my griefs. Yes. And he carried my sorrows. Yes. And so I let him have it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glorious.
But see, I had to make a decision.
Yes.
And I had to have something in me
to
cause me not to do that. Yes. You know, a lot of people that left good jobs, good husbands, good everything, because they would not obey the word.
Yes.
I'm going by how I feel. Yes. I didn't let the devil. We said last year that the devil, the only way he can get through you, he going to try to deceive you, and then he going to try to get in your emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one of my grandchildren look at me, come talking about, hey, you don't want, and I don't know why you do me like this. I said, I don't know why you do me like this, because you know I ain't going to go along with that. You try to make me be the bad person. Oh, heck to the no. You can cry, fall out, spit, do whatever you want to do. Because, you know, the devil know what will change you.
That's right.
Oh, mama.
That's right.
No, we're not doing it. God said we're not doing it, and I'm not going to do it. I love you. God knows I do.
Amen.
But I'm not going to let you get me out of the will of God.
Because
one of us got to stay in there to keep you rolling on. Somebody got to stay up there for God. Shoot. They'll have you coming in there. Nope. So you got to transform your mind, and you got to get strong.
Yes.
Because the devil, the Bible said, and we're going to go back to that one. There was it in Matthew 12 where he says strong winds and all of this going to blow. It ain't that what you know, it's what you're going to do. What is it?
I thought it was seven, maybe Matthew 7.
Maybe it is. He says strong winds going to blow against what God said. Flood's going to come up. Are you going to withstand?
Yes.
He said, but they that not just know the word, but do the word, these are the ones that's going to come through.
All right.
Amen. All right. See, you got to, when you come to church, you don't come just to sit a pew and see how many people in here. You come to learn how to talk it and how to walk it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can't nobody get this out of me, because it's in me so deep.
Yes.
It's rooted in there. Hallelujah, Jesus. We were born in this world system, and before we came to God, we were trained up and reared up in different environments that shaped our thinking.
Yes.
And shaped how we, and the world tried to shape it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have you sitting there watching TV with all kind of wicked stuff against God's word on that. And they want you to accept it. They keep playing commercial,
yes.
I said, why in the world you can have these good movies, good plots, and then they got all of this other stuff in there? It's to make you say, well, that's all right. But that, no, it ain't all right.
It's not all right.
It wasn't all right when I was in the world doing it. I had to get saved. Amen. It ain't going to never be all right. You were taught from the flesh, and it was taught to soothe your flesh. So many have come from an environment with, you got some people that got a little bit higher standards than others. We saw a guy yesterday. He just was walking down here, and he had some paper in his hand. He just threw it. He don't live nowhere here. Probably don't own nothing.
Yeah.
But he going to come litter up our street.
Yeah.
Now, I don't do that. If I can't find the trash can,
there you
put
go.
It in, I put it in my purse until
there
I
you
can
go.
Get to one. Because I'll do unto others as you would have them
there
to
you go.
Do. I don't want them throwing everything around me. So you got to have, some of us, we have higher standards than others. You got them there sit around here. No, I ain't going to get into what they, but they do unlawful things, you know, because they don't have any standards. You wouldn't have done that when you was a sinner.
Come on here.
But then there are other things that when you get God and his word in you, you really not going to do it. It become an offense to you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And God want to put you on another level, a higher level.
Amen.
Glory to God. I want the good life. I want the high life. It took me to get to 70 before I can realize, you know, I'm saying, oh, shoot, this is good.
Yeah.
I said, God, I ain't ready to die now. I'm just learning how to live. Glory to God. I can just not go get a steak anytime I want to, buy whatever shoes I want to. Glory to God. And it ain't based on how many folks is in the church. It's based on my relationship with God. I'm rich toward God and he's rich toward me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Enjoy this life. I got an aunt, she's going to be 98 in September, still driving. I say, God, please give me that. Let that bloodline run in me. And I love it. I love it. She's going to eat shrimp when she get ready to. She's going to do this here. She don't let her age stop. What people say, well, you old. Well, you know your mind. Ain't nothing wrong with her mind.
Nothing. You're right.
Still driving, doing whatever she want to do. But she's rich toward God. She's rich toward God. And he's, guess what, rich towards her. You know, I didn't like getting old. I ain't gonna need me lying. I don't. But now I realize I can't stop it, so I might as well learn how to enjoy. Yes, Jesus. I wouldn't mind going back to when I was young, but Lord, if I didn't know what I know now, I sure don't want to go back. I'd do all of those stupid stuff all over again. Oh, no. I want to know what I know now. And didn't he say with long life? Didn't he say that? I thank him every day for long life. Will he and show us his salvation? In my close, let me go to one more scripture in the New Testament, Ephesians 2. And then I'm going to close. Ephesians, the second chapter, said, and you had he quickened it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know the word quickened it. If you look that word up, it means made alive. That's why we got this name for this church, Alive with Christ. We ain't come here to be dead.
All right.
Alive with him. And you had he quickened it, made alive, who was dead in trespasses and sins. When you was in sin, you was a walking dead. They didn't just put that message, that picture from nowhere.
Walking dead.
You walking around dead. Dead to what? Dead to the things of God. People would run behind me trying to witness to me to get saved. I'd run from them. I'd be hiding here. I didn't want to come out of sin. And then we got some things, we got habits we're not ready to come out of. That's why your soul got to prosper. Your flesh said, come on, let's go. You going. Come on, do this. You doing it. People say, come on, do that. You doing it. You got to be controlled by the word from the inside. He said you were dead in dead in trespasses and sin. And look at two, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh. Look at that continually. In the children of disobedience. You be disobedient to God, that means you own Satan's territory. And he's out to steal, kill, and destroy you. He'll work years at destroying you.
You're right about it.
Look at three. But God, who is rich. Did I skip? No. Among whom also we all had our conversation. That word conversation means conduct.
Mm-hmm.
In times past, in the lust of our flesh, and fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as children, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us. He made us alive together with him.
Thank you, Jesus.
By grace ye are saved. And has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, sir. What you blessed.
We're not just old sinners.
Thank you, Jesus.
Saved by grace. We was a sinner. We got saved and we became the righteousness. He put his righteousness in us.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let nobody fool you.
Mm-hmm.
Stay under a strong word so that when the trials come in your life, you know how to withstand.
Oh,
yeah. I told that devil last night, I said, you go back to hell where you come from.
Because
this not in my covenant.
Thank you.
This don't belong to me. See, until you can talk to, you know, I didn't know. I was looking in the window. Y'all heard me tell it so hard. Looking at some shoes that I ain't had no money for until I hit my head. Didn't even realize that was the window there. And I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad. Because I had to climb up. I remember when I had that old car. I call it the Long Tall Daddy. It was a LTD with 300 and something thousand miles on it. And I'm going preaching, and the window went down, and I couldn't get it to raise back up. It's one of them power windows. And I'm coming from preaching on prosperity, and the window wouldn't go up. I had a Kroger's bag in the car. I had to put the bag over my head, y'all. But I told the devil, I'm still not going to take it back. Now, the last three cars I got was spank brand new. Ain't nothing but 6-7 miles on it. See, the devil don't never want you to think you're going to get in that place that God said. He never wants you to think. He wants you to give up before you get to that place. Because if you obey God and you keep putting that word in there and you keep talking it and walking it, it's going to put you in a place. Hayabasa. The word, y'all, is going to come alive. Don't have to beat the check to the bank no more. Somebody say, you know, Monday gonna be closed. I said, whether closed or not, I got enough money. I ain't got to beat the check to pair up and put something in there. I got something in there. And it didn't come, glory to God, from me just acting like you got to make a decision. You gonna let God prosper your soul or you gonna leave it like it is?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let it prosper mine.